Audacity. In this Caribbean News Roundup, crime around the region. More than one fight stands and election day January 18 crawls along in Antigua and record repatriations in the Bahamas. I am Ken Richards. There are many things in the Caribbean, many profitable and developing, but there's also crime, a serious setback for many an island throughout the year. That for many is also a lookout factor at the start of the new year. This first report from Roseau by Carlisle John Baptist.
A call has been issued to government to review and strengthen existing laws to offer added protection from violence toward women and girls, as well as stiffen penalties for perpetrators. This call comes from leader of the United Workers' Party, UWP, Dr. Thompson Fontaine. It comes after two brutal murders of two Dominican women, allegedly at the hands of their abusive partners. Dr. Velma Valmond of the Kalinago Territory and Avanel Charles of Mont Prosper both suffered violent deaths from those who would normally be expected to protect them. In extending condolences to the families of those impacted by these tragic events and strongly condemning these acts of violence, Dr. Fontaine also called on the government to ensure that measures are put in place to safeguard the dignity and integrity of our women and girls. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and opposition leader Jesma Paul Victor has also condemned the actions of violence perpetrated against those two women. Carlisle John Baptist reporting for OSA News.
Looking at Trinidad and Tobago for the first day of the new year, before the first 24 hours were registered, the country recorded its first double murder, reports CCN TV6.
A barrage of gunshots see the close of the first day of 2023. Maloney residents emerged to a scene far too familiar in countless communities throughout TNT. It's January 1st, just about 9:30. Murders 4 and 5 are registered. Police say a group of men was liming in a poorly lit section of the car park in Maloney near to building number 6 when a vehicle pulled up alongside them. Several armed men alighted the vehicle and began shooting in the direction of the limers. The assailants got back into their vehicle and escaped. Residents exited their homes to find motionless 27-year-old Christopher Williams, a.k.a. One Foot, and another man only identified as Ezekiel, the country's first double murder. The duo lived where they died at building number 6, Maloney Gardens, Dabadi. Police have listed the motive for their deaths as gang-related, with the men labeled members of the Rasta City Gang. A third man, 30-year-old Denzel Cummings of building number 7, was injured in the hail of gunfire, sustaining a gunshot wound to his left arm and a laceration to his forehead. Police eventually processed the scene to find 29 spent shells. The murder toll for 2023 is 5, as 2022 closed off as the most murderous in the country's history. Acting top cop Ula Christopher a few days ago said our greatest vulnerabilities are gang ideals and the availability of firearms. She adds community policing will continue to play a vital role in dismantling the gang culture and enticing some of our nation's youth.
News Source Guyana has been reporting that a police detective and a fisherman were shot dead by the police.
Two policemen remain under close arrest over the shooting death of another policeman and a fisherman. The incident took place early on New Year's morning in the east coast of Marara village of Huntley in Mikoni. The Guyana Police Force's Public Relations Department has identified the dead policeman as 31-year-old Detective Corporal Dwayne McPherson, while the dead fisherman's name has been given at Kishun Bumbur. Initial reports have indicated that at around 12:30 on New Year's morning, the police responded to a domestic violence complaint at the home of the fisherman. It is reported that during the arrest of the fisherman, he became confrontational with one of the police ranks and a fight broke out. In response, it is reported that two other policemen opened fire. The fisherman and the police officer who was effecting the arrest were both hit and they fell to the ground. The Ghana Police Force said a fatal shooting incident is being investigated and that two police ranks have been placed under close arrest pending the outcome of the probe. Police Commissioner Clifton Hicken met on Sunday with the family of the policeman and the fisherman who were killed. He said he intends to be very transparent with them and promised that the force will be conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the deadly shooting.
It wasn't a surprise that Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness focused his first major address to the nation when the new year, 2023, became real by examining the country's crime situation. Mr. Holness spoke to some positives, as TVG reported.
We give God thanks for sparing our lives to see 2023, and we give thanks for the lives of loved ones and other great Jamaicans who transitioned last year. We embrace the new year with optimism and positive energy, knowing that our earnest efforts will determine the success we make of the time given to us. We have been earnest in our efforts in the past year in controlling crime, particularly murders, and improving public order. Now, it cannot be disputed that Jamaica has an epidemic of violence, which results in intentional killings, murders. Guns are the main enabling weapons used by violence producers, and ease of access to guns of itself intensifies fatal violence. Last year, we took a major step in deterring the procurement, possession, trafficking, and use of guns by passing a new Firearms Act, which has totally transformed the legislative framework around legal and illegal guns in Jamaica.
In Antigua and Barbuda, politicians are being warned against contributing social decay in a bid to get elected. The country goes to the polls on the 18th of January. There is mounting anxiety and politicians are being urged to consider the country's image. That was Observer Radio's lead story on Tuesday.
This advice comes from attorney and political analyst Stafford Byers following two reported incidents of tension between members of the Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party, ABLP, and opposition personnel over the past few days. In the first incident, leader of the ABLP, Prime Minister Gaston Brown, was recorded threatening to hit St. Peter MP and independent candidate in the upcoming elections, Asset Michael. This if the former ABLP stalwart violated his personal space. That incident occurred while both men were on the campaign trail in pairs. In the other incident, St. George MP Dean Jonas was accused of drawing a firearm in response to campaign activity by the opposition United Progressive Party, a claim the incumbent candidate for the constituency strongly denied. Referencing the latter incident, Byers cautioned that while the stakes are understandably high, no success at the polls is worth the nation descending into a state of chaos.
We have to be careful not to import the worst of things or the worst characteristics of other places. I do believe we should remain an open society, yes, but we should make sure we maintain certain bedrock principles that have gotten us thus far. So yes, I think it's very important that politicians, even when they're desperate, everybody wants to win. That's understandable. But I think they have to realize that they cannot afford to destroy the country in the process of winning.
In Nassau, Bahamas, there were record-breaking repatriations in 2022, according to Minister of Immigration Keith Bell. Our news has that report.
Well, usually around, we notice around from November onwards, and again, it is seasonal. It goes up significantly. But again, we know that last year was the largest number of persons we repatriated for a very, very long time. And so that was quite significant. But again, to us, it does not necessarily mean that we are not only having success, but it talks about the level of activity in the area, which is increasing. And we know that the Ukrainian war is having a significant impact in Cuba, and Haiti has pretty much imploded. And so the CARICOM governments, along with the United Nations and the United States, we're looking to see how we could best address the issues in Haiti. We anticipate a very significant increase in migration from those two countries. What I think we ought to indicate to the Bahamian people is that we have both the, well, all of our law enforcement agents, the police force, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, and certainly the Immigration Department, they are out there with their watchful eyes.